Watching the two candidates on the campaign trail illustrates a similarity between the two men. Republican Terry Branstad and Democrat Chuck Colbert recognize many of the people who attend their campaign events. Branstad's been campaigning in Iowa for 3 decades. Colbert is in his 4th statewide race.
Oh, thanks, Bonnie.
Branstad was so intent on learning the name of one woman he recognized in a crowd in Creston.
It's driving me crazy.
Branstad telephoned someone at his campaign headquarters to find out her name. Last Wednesday, Colbert started his campaign day in Burlington, drinking coffee and chatting with about 3 dozen supporters gathered in a hotel conference room before speaking for about 20 minutes.
Bye.
Colbert climbed into an SUV driven by a state trooper and headed to Fort Madison.
How about that?
Colbert made an unannounced stop at a downtown cafe for lunch. Colbert talked about that piece of pie half an hour later when he spoke to about 50 people gathered on the west side of Fort Madison.
I don't feel any enthusiasm gap in this room, do you? You know, Southeast Iowa is going to turn them out.
Colbert delivered his closing argument, telling the crowd he could come from behind to beat Branstad in the same way former Governor Tom Vilsack did in 1998.
You know, Terry Branstad and Jim Ross Lightfoot, they're measuring the drapes at Terrace Hill, and I've heard they've got interior designers and all sorts of big plans, you know, getting the champagne. And how'd that work out for Governor Lightfoot?
Early on a Thursday afternoon, about 3 weeks earlier, Branstad climbed up the steps into the Heritage Chapel on the Graceland University campus in Lamoni to speak to a crowd of about 40 people.
I'm glad to be back. I'm not taking anything for granted.
The college president made a plea to the crowd.
And I'd like you to do what I'm doing, is give him a check for his campaign.
After a question and answer session with that group, Branstad was back in his campaign vehicle. It's a sort of combination minibus and RV driven by a retired state trooper. Branstad was headed to a campaign event at Southwestern Community College in Creston.
I'm really proud to be on your campus and to talk about what I think is the most important issue facing our state, and that is jobs and economic development. And when I made the decision to run again, it was because, I had a lot of people come to me and say, we need your experience and leadership to get not only the state's budget back on track, but also to put the focus where it needs to be on jobs.
Go to radioiowa.com to listen to speeches from the candidates and see photos from the campaign trail.